And in news from KJZZ, in the state of Oaxaca, southern Mexico, six people are reported dead and 53 injured after the local police clashed yesterday with protesters from a teachers' union. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes joins me to talk about this. It's another chapter of a three-year story of confrontations between teacher organizations and the Mexican government. So, Rodrigo, what happened in Oaxaca?
Yesterday, police tried to dislodge protesters blocking a highway in Nochitlan. This is at the southern state of Oaxaca. The blockade, as others in the past, attempted to affect the traffic and also the transportation of fuel from refineries operated by Pemex, as well as gas stations. Violence erupted in the middle of the confusion. Gunshots, explosions, probably from Molotov cocktails, were heard, according to witnesses. And according to the government of Oaxaca, none of the six deceased are members of the teachers' union, and the government also attributes the violence to infiltrated masked gunmen.
Well, let's get specific then, Rodrigo, as much as you can. Who are the protesters and why are they making this happen?
Most of the protesters are part of an organization called CNTE. This is one of the two main teacher unions in Mexico. The CNTE used to be a very powerful union, with strong links to the government. And it was led by Elbester Gordillo for more than 20 years until she got arrested in 2013.
And are these protests affecting other parts of Mexico as well?
Well, Oaxaca has been a key state for the mobilization, but other states have also seen several protests. Last week, for instance, in Mexico City, the CNTE protested in front of TV stations, corporations, government offices, and even attempted to block some of the main highways that connect the city with other states.
What are some of the specific issues that the teacher organizations are addressing here?
Since 2013, several unions and teacher organizations in public schools have protested against the education reform brought by the government of Enrique Peña Nieto. But they're also protesting after several arrests of their leaders, also some of the conflicts that they're having inside their leadership. But these teachers are also opposing to the key components of the education reform, particularly to the new requirement where teachers need to be monitored and evaluated by the state.
And what's the potential impact of the protests? Can they affect the economy in the capital city? And could it have reverberating effects dealing with the U.S. or border states?
Well, Mexico is a country with a long history of protests of this kind. Actually, protesting is a constitutional right, but sometimes the outcome becomes violent or controversial, like it happened yesterday in Oaxaca. The impact of this kind of mobilizations goes into politics, typically, where parties tend to oppose or support them, depending on their postures. But sometimes business organizations complain whenever there's a significant negative impact in their operations. Now, some protests affect in the short term in the operations of businesses, factories, and highways, as well as in traffic in some cities. But so far in this particular case, there has been no direct effect in the U.S. or in the bilateral relations between both Mexico and the United States.
That's KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau Chief Rodrigo Cervantes. Rodrigo, thank you for the update.
Thank you.